Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, witches and bitches, tramps and vamps, masked men of mystery and role-playful women, nasty women, through history, belladonnas and erotic personas. As nights grow long from the witch's hex, let us enter the realm of scary sex. There, there, darling, don't be afraid. 'Tis the season of masquerade, so come, 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 come. I could come. All ye witches, ye dark brides and grooms, 'tis the time to hop on your brooms. Fly past your fears and over the years of oppression, repression, being burned at the stake, stoned by the shake, or drowned in the lake. Time to rise up, ye sexual renegades. Join the erotic masquerade. Straddle your flying phallic. Strap on brooms. Turn on your vibrators to the moon. Fly high in the sky to that wild domain where the witches reign as goddesses and porn stars, femdoms, and love doctors. No nuns up there. Time to put on your party mask as you take off your daily mask. Time to reveal what you so often conceal. Your erotic persona, your inner belladonna, your secret identity, your Bergman-esque entity, your evil twin, the wizard within. Yes, time to awaken, stirred and shaken. Your heart beating like a bongo, your blood rushing like the Congo. Maybe you meet someone who looks kind of scary. A zombie, a priest, a fascist, a fairy. When out of the clear, with a flick of the tongue, those shivers of fear turn to passion and fun. Mixing fear and sex creates special effects. See, what turns us on isn't always the nicest. So we're often afraid of just what excites us. Or are we excited by that which we fear? Both, my dear. It's biological, it's neurological, and it can be pathological. So, be careful. Consensual. Practice safe sex. And don't overdo. But stir this recipe into your witch's brew. A pinch of fear gets your mojo in gear, like heat in your mesquite. But too much fear burns your meat. So stick that in your bag at trick or treat. And this Halloween, or sometime soon, take a trip to the moon on your vibrating broom. Join the erotic insurgent masquerade. Don't be afraid. Your inner witch won't hurt you. Unless you really want her to. Boo! And happy Halloween from Boonobooville.
Happy Halloween.
Let's get witchy. Yeah, babies. It's Halloween. This is my magic dildonic vibrating broom, by the way. I just want you to know we are actually selling it on the shopping cart. And it was actually made several years ago in response to Mattel's Nimbus 2000 Harry Potter vibrating broom scandal. Does anybody remember that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's talk about that. Because this broom, although it was refurbished by Gypsy Bonobo, let's have a hand for Gypsy.
Whoa.
And yes, I have some exciting guests who want to talk about brooms. And this broom is really effective, I just want to say. Yes, indeed. It sure is. It is inspired by Mattel's Nimbus 2000 Harry Potter vibrating broom scandal that had parents throughout the Western world freaking out when they realized that the cute battery-operated Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone spin-off toy that their kids just loved riding around between their legs for hours and hours and hours and hours without coming out of their rooms was actually a masturbatory vehicle. But I felt that that was no reason for consenting adults not to enjoy their own vibrating brooms. So I created the Magic Dildonic Vibrating Broom, and not only does it vibrate so that, yes, you feel like you're flying, in a manner of speaking, thanks to a vibrator secured to the middle of the broom, it is also outfitted with a sizable dildo on the front end of the broomstick. As you can see, there are a couple of different models. Gypsy is now modeling Model 2 when we couldn't find the old one. It's a little smaller for beginners. Yes. And then there's the other side, the back side, which is good for a spanking or a sweeping, right? We could spank with it or, you know, sweep. And yeah, it's multi-purpose. So we're very excited about our brooms, and we're very excited about the climax of Kink Month on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Perhaps someone could move this. Okay, oh, you're going to do that. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Is it vibrating?
Do you want to both of them?
Needs
sit
two
on it?
Hands, more than one person.
There we go. And so I have here on my broadcast bed.
Don't forget your broom.
For the first time, yes. She is a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show, so we're introducing her first. Wow. And this is Mistress Ava. Ooh, I sat on your hand and I'm happy about it.
Mistress Eva.
Eva. Eva. Oh, yeah. So, Mistress Eva, welcome to Bonoboville. And let's get a microphone that's working. Is that good?
I think you've got me. All right.
Okay, I'm going to turn off my vibrator for just a second here.
Oh, boo.
Okay. I know. Well, I want to hear you. It's like, it's very
It usually turns off on me.
Yeah.
Because I still use the ones with batteries.
Uh-huh.
And after a while.
The batteries. This is a strong one, though. It's old-fashioned, old school.
That's the way to go.
Uh-huh.
If it ain't broken, why fix it? Unless you have, like, a pack of batteries, and you can just keep, you know, charging up.
Mm-hmm. We do have our plug-in varieties, though, as well.
Oh, yes, you know, it's always
that's
the best.
That's the best.
Yes, Hitachi's, yes.
It's not plugged in.
Brooms and wands.
I'm in heaven.
Wait
a minute. That's
well,
the devil.
Welcome to Bonoboville, a little combination of heaven and hell.
Oh, yes, I love it.
And you look heavenly hellish in your little horns here. You're a devil.
I feel quite myself.
Or the devil.
The she devil.
Beautiful.
Don't tease me with a good time.
Oh, can I ask you to stand up and show off your outfit?
Sure.
Look at this. Wowie zowie. Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, and a corset and fishnets all around. Very pointy-toed boots. And we need a microphone in front of her. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so you are a dominatrix,
a pro-dom,
a femdom.
I am a pro-dom, yes, femdom. I am your dominatrix, your mommy.
My mommy?
Your mistress, your goddess. I am
Whatever
it is that we want to role-play about.
And, you know, that's what the witches celebrate, the power of the great mother and the femdom within us all. So, welcome, and let's see, we've also got our friend Sailor Moon here, who doesn't have a microphone, so we'll have to get him a microphone. This is Jay Tirico.
Hello.
Who, are you in your feminine side tonight?
Yeah, I'd say so.
But you're known for being able to suck your own cock, though.
So
yes,
hot.
Yes, I am.
Yes, so
hot.
You know. You're just going to have to digest that. Actually, Transparent is now onto the new unisex person.
Really?
Yeah, because the main character decided not to get surgery. And so she is going to continue with her penis, I suppose, and testicles, and continue to dress and behave, I guess, as a woman. Although, what does that mean now? I don't know. But before we get philosophical, we're going to introduce our other guests. So anyway, you're right in tune with the time, Sailor Moon. Okay, now we have the very femme fatale. And she is vampiric. I was called vampiric the other day. We're going to talk about that. But you are proudly vampiric.
Oh, proudly.
And this is Miss
Freudian
slit.
With a T, of course.
With a T, of course. A T back and a T and a T's.
Of course.
And teeth tonight.
They're sharp, too.
Do you have vampire fantasies?
Oh, yes. It's like one of my favorite things to top as.
Absolutely.
Because you can cast a spell and they're, I'm under your spell, Miss Vampire Goddess, you know?
Yes.
I love that very much.
And you're wearing the right color tonight.
Oh, yes.
Halloween orange. Absolutely. Except it sort of goes with your partner in crime here.
Yes.
The lovely, voluptuous Cricket Rose in sort of a turquoise hair of sorts, or greenish. Sort of, maybe that's kind of a puke green. You got to talk into the microphone, darling.
I'm very colorful.
Yes, yes. Oh. I thought you were going to use the mic as a dildo.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's big enough.
Well, you got to start somewhere. Yes. Well, look at you two. You really are
decked out and so colorful.
Yes.
Can we have you stand up and kind of turn around?
Well,
and then we're
going to
talk
cute
about
little
your
clown
stuff.
First.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this cute little clown.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm always very colorful.
Tutu. Yes. Yes. Cricket. Rose. And she has rosy panties on.
She does.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
My kind of freak actually show. Two pairs.
And this is Miss Freudian Slit.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh. And do you have a slit up your skirt? No. Okay,
no
we're going to have to search for slits. The search for the slit is on. And and
we found it.
There's a
Game
a
on.
Nun laughing inappropriately.
Oh yes.
Yes.
A nun.
Okay.
We're going to defile a nun maybe
that
today.
That nun is our delightful Jackie Blue. Say hello Jackie into some microphone.
Hi everyone.
Okay.
Happy Halloween.
Hi little slut.
What made you dress as a nun tonight?
Because I want to do nasty dirty things.
And that's what nuns do. That's what nuns do. That's what I guess, yeah, that's how we feel. Nuns do that. I mean, it used to be witches. Now witches are very pure, and kids dress up as witches. There aren't that many kids that dress up as nuns for Halloween. Maybe
unless they want to be naughty.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's only naughty nuns now. Wow.
The best kind.
Yes. Well, this nun looks very naughty. And
spank him with the Bible.
Yes, yes, yes. And also might be calling on the spirit of Slutty Mary, I think.
Oh, yes.
Because she is very spiritual.
Amen.
She prays a lot.
Amen.
And that is part of a paranormal perversion, is
yes,
that correct?
That's our new company, Paranormal Perversions.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Look, all that dirty stuff.
Ooh.
We love aliens, ghosts, monsters, demons,
yes.
Werewolves.
Holy hell, that was awesome.
Vampires. There's our werewolf. Ooh, look at her. She's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. We are, nope, there's Jackie taking
there
a big
is.
Cock.
Wow.
She's going to take a bigger one.
Is this
one.
An alien cock or a ghost cock? Or
she summoned Slutty
cock?
Mary, actually.
Yeah.
She went to the mirror and said Slutty Mary three times.
Right.
Like a bad girl. She knew she wasn't supposed to, but she did it anyway. And Slutty Mary
Ooh.
Came and fucked her.
And what is that?
That's an alien. That's an alien cock. It's
that
an ovipositor.
Splorch.
Is that a
it.
Standard thing, an alien cock that you
it's
get in sex toy stores?
It's not standard. You have to special buy it. And it spews out eggs.
Oh, my.
Gelatin eggs.
It's
and
it's like
ovipositors.
A cock that
it's
makes
hollow
eggs.
Inside, and you push the eggs through, and you push them into somebody's orifice.
Oh, little alien
and
eggs.
And that's how you yep. get bred
and
by an alien.
Give birth to little aliens, then? Mm.
Yeah,
you
she did. She
open?
Hope.
She gave birth to a bunch of little alien eggs.
You know.
If you want to find it, just go to paraperv.manyvids.com. We
wow.
have a bunch
I'm on
of
right now. Where's my
freaky
phone?
Porn on there.
I was going to say that the old school sex toys are better than the new ones, but I mean, we didn't have alien eggs.
You didn't
eggs.
Have any alien
no,
egg
no.
ovipositor dildos. No,
no. We did not have those.
No competition. We can love them all.
Yeah, true.
Well, that's you have a hair.
We're
situation.
Not Trump. We do not discriminate, in other words.
Yeah.
And we just shot a video where we used a giant horse cock.
A giant horse cock.
Uh-huh.
Did you bring that with
I
you?
I did. It's right there.
Oh, okay.
It's huge. It's
Can
16
we have that?
Inches.
Can you bring it over?
This is Sarah Bella. Sarah, come forward and take a bow.
Hello. Where's
this
the horse?
Our lovely horse
Sarah
cock attendant.
Is our girl photographer.
What happened to the horse, Dr. Susie?
And we fucked Cricket here with this giant horse cock.
I guess
and
they didn't need the horse.
I was the virgin.
The cock.
Oh, there was somebody in a horse mask, in a
wow.
in a skull horse mask. It was yeah. very interesting.
And this is it a horse cock because it's got a flat head?
No, it's a life cast of a real horse.
This
stick.
Is a real
mm-hmm.
horse dick. I'm stroking. No, I'm not. It's a piece of rubber, but
yeah.
it was. You know,
silicone.
A lot of people are going to be very excited about this and embarrassed about it. Wow.
I'll give a shout out to Exotic Erotics for that. They really hooked us up. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
It's a little bit sticky. I don't know.
Mm.
Now,
it's
I don't know
big.
Whether our condoms would fit it.
I don't know if they would fit. You got to get those big extra large.
Okay,
condoms.
So what is the...
I want your telephone, please.
You want my telephone?
Your telephone,
Oh,
please.
Okay. Well, come on over and get it.
Oh, no, there's cameras there.
Oh, okay.
I would be recognized...
You're the captain.
Thank
you. You're going to have to come out of your shell next week, Max, when it's your birthday.
Next week is my birthday.
Birthday night and Guy Fawkes Day and the night before Election
Day. You have to cradle it.
Talk about scary. The Saturday night before Election Day. Whoa.
It's like a giant baby.
Aw, see, you do have a mothering son.
I mean, it's pure silicone, so to me.
Could you take this?
It is our baby.
You don't. You're not into big ones. I mean, do you like big penises?
Do I like big cock? Yes. It really depends on how they can use it, and we've all heard this before.
Yeah. No, but we could hear it again from an expert.
But at the same time, if the cock is not big enough, I will have them use their hands, their fingers, and I do get relaxed enough where they can fist me, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Ooh. Fist it.
We love that.
Well, this is sort of the size of a small fist. But it's a long forearm we got here. Yes,
I've always wanted to fist a girl.
You've always wanted to fist a girl.
Yep.
Aw, isn't that romantic? Really? You've always, since when?
Well, I'm still a virgin.
You're a virgin sexually. What do you mean by a virgin?
I've never actually had sex.
You haven't had sexual intercourse.
No.
You've had all kinds of kink sex.
Yeah, no, I've done plenty of stuff.
You're kinky. But yeah. You haven't had sexual intercourse. Are you saving yourself for, I don't know, procreation or what?
I'm the kind of person who likes a physical connection. If I don't have a connection with someone, I don't feel anything. I won't be able to perform.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are like that.
I really have to have a full-on relationship connection. It doesn't work for me otherwise.
So you got to have a physical connection and a full-on relationship, and you haven't had any of that.
Exactly. The missing puzzle piece is pretty much what I'm looking for.
I don't know if you're going to find it on this show. I
mean, probably not.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's okay. You still look cute. We're excited about this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, do you like the idea that Sailor Moon here is a virgin to regular sex?
I mean, it's a interesting virgin is a concept, of course.
Well, yeah, no.
You know,
I mean, like I've just never penetrated a girl.
Not.
And she's never actually penetrated me either.
Mm-hmm. Nothing inside of your butthole.
Other than toys, no.
Toys.
I mean,
yeah, I have
but
tons
no
toys.
Fingers. How about fingers?
Plenty of fingers.
Plenty.
But at what point does it become sex? And what, you know, it's like.
That's a good question.
People like to say like, oh well, I'm a virgin because I've only had sex. Like if a girl says I've only had sex with other girls, it's like no, you've had sex. Well, you're not a virgin.
And doesn't this go back to our Catholic? Mm-hmm. Role models who,
absolutely,
of
yeah.
course, I remember when I was a kid in school before all of these paranormal perversions were so popular. I mean, we just wanted to kind of figure out what we could do and still be virgins. And the Catholic school girls were the experts on that. You know, you could have oral sex, you could have anal sex, as
candies.
Long as you...
It's called God's Loophole. There's
a song called God's Loophole
that you should look up.
And actually, that's still what's going on with all the safer sex and all the kink. And after all, the millennials, are you a millennial?
Am I?
Maybe a little past, but you know, you're a little young for your age. So the millennials are having what they call less sex. That's what the articles say. That's what the surveys say, is the millennials don't have as much sex. Now, I think they have plenty of sex. It's just not sexual intercourse. Penis and vagina, you know. Yeah. It's all these other things.
A lot of masturbation.
A lot of sticking things up your ass.
A lot of phone sex.
A lot of domination. A lot of BDSM. A lot of 50 Shades of stuff, you know. And there's a ghost in the doorway. And see, we have a representative of the ghost world. Let's come on up. Coming up, ghost.
He's not quite ready, apparently.
Oh, he's not. He's sinking back into the darkness.
Nobody knows who you are. Don't be so scared. Yeah. You're a ghost.
Mistress Ava is supposed to be scaring us. And if your fist isn't too big, you never know.
Wow.
I don't think mine are too big.
Oh, well, ghosty. Yeah, yeah. So there's all different kinds of millennial sex going on. It's just not, you know, the old-fashioned way.
The scope of what is considered sex is broadened with our generations, like wider and wider.
Thank you, Cricket. And why does it broaden for you? Why do you like to explore all these wild things? I mean, you're a professional at it. You seem to enjoy yourself.
Life is short. Why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So you got to get in what you can. Don't limit yourself. I love you.
I should turn my microphone
off. Well, I mean, that's a good reason. But why all the different paranormal perversions? Why not just regular, you know, penis in vagina, or even vagina or vulva against vulva? Or
we're in a time where we can actually explore this kind of thing. Like, one of the weird fetishes that we want to replicate is called jelly girl fetish, where a girl
jelly
is
girl.
Made of jelly. And you can watch, you can put your dick anywhere in her arm because it's made of jelly.
Oh my God.
But it's not easy to replicate in a real life porno, but we want to figure that out. And
wow.
A live cast of a jello. Like
oh, yes.
Jello cast.
Trust me, I've got many ideas.
Yes.
I'm really excited to try this.
Don't
so.
Have any jello to
And that's
and
the
I
one time
sorry
I
about
call.
That. We sometimes have jello shots, but we do have agua.
Ooh, yes.
Which kind of matches your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Could you get
of
the
course,
agua
course.
And, you know, give
Did
someone
you take
else
my
the
huge
horse cock
to
hold?
Somebody has to cradle the horse cock, after all.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like 9 pounds,
this
eight
is,
ounces.
This is like your devil baby.
It's our Halloween Jesus.
It's so perfect.
Mistress Ava has given birth to a horse cock.
A ginormous horse. Mm.
16 inches. Can you believe
that's
it?
That's squirting right now. Spiders out of.
Yeah.
Know, wow. Look
How
at
appropriate.
That.
Yes. Come. It's jizzing.
And
spiders.
Now we have our agua. And
ooh,
we are going to do our ritual. So many fun things we get from the Catholic Church. We
ooh.
Owe a lot to the perversions of the clergy.
Amen.
In that regard.
Amen.
And a women.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
hey,
indeed.
Women.
Woo. So, we are going to have some Bonoboville communion.
Mm.
I am looking at Miss Freudian because she has participated in Bonoboville communion.
I don't know if I can be the sacrificial altar tonight.
Oh,
but
that would be
would
too
you,
sad.
Would you
know what I'm getting
be
myself
interested
into?
Maybe you could be the sacrificial altar. Would you like to? I mean, it's
maybe
not
this
too much
creature.
Of a sacrifice. It. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Pull those things out. You. Yeah. There you
gloves.
Go.
Gloves.
Okay.
For
gloves.
When we are dirty with Jackie.
Ah. Mm. We're going to get
she
dirty.
Stuck
soon.
In her tinny. Pull
and
it
so
out at the last moment.
To be ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here
so
we go.
Yeah.
And Cricket. So maybe someone could hold her microphone while she negotiates her boobies.
Yeah.
Yes. And oh,
so how do we? So I pull them all the way out.
All
yeah.
the way as far as you can.
As far as I can.
There
oh,
you go.
Yes.
Look at those
pull those
cute
boobies
little
out. The only thing is, you're on a side view right now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And this is the smaller one
actually,
too.
It's not bad. It's okay.
Yes.
And so who is going to take communion?
Yes.
Would you like to? Or
oh, I'm.
I think we should have our new lady.
Would you
I
like
a beautiful
to,
new?
I should ask you first. This is involving some licking.
I don't take communion in a very religious way, but
no, this is
show
not
me,
exactly
show
religious.
Me the
okay,
she's bonobo.
She is certainly starting getting things started
so
right
sharp.
Here. Okay, you are starting your communion.
Oh, I know, I couldn't. I'm sorry.
No.
titties were out.
You
I just
should,
yeah,
you should take
my
some
little
communion.
Titties.
I mean, if you don't want the agua, you can drink what you like.
That sounds good.
What would you like?
I don't know. I don't.
Ron de Jeremy rum down your throat?
I'll try the agua.
You will?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then.
I mean, it's green.
Go.
I kind of want to try
have been
it.
Negotiated.
Is my lovely bartender here, Shannon? Let's have Shannon pour the agua because she does it so well. And here she is as a
ooh,
lovely
oh
fairy.
My God.
Unicorn fairy elf.
A
so
unicorn
so
fairy elf. Shannon
She's so
Coronado.
Magical.
Here she goes.
As women should look like when they serve drinks. Always.
Oh, wow. Yes. Beautiful. You are a unicorn. Let's have a microphone here. I've got to find out. Is this the first time you've worn that thong on your head?
Yes. It's the first time I've ever thought about, you know.
Yeah, you're on.
Using it for sexual purposes.
Oh. So this is like a toy. This is similar to my Harry Potter experience with the broom.
It's time to get magical.
Right, mm. Right. This is a lovely toy that could be used as a insertion device, you know, especially among the millennials
I
who
might
don't want to do
later.
It the regular way.
Anyone who wants to go home with me, keep that in mind.
Yeah. Does it stay on your head?
It sticks.
You never know. Well, Shannon, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
And thank you for pouring. So.
Lovely bartender.
So. Very lovely.
A woman.
And hey, she's got her little army boots on.
Holy unicorn. God damn.
And
oh, yes.
Now, we lick the altar. Or have you already licked the altar? Okay, she's going to do it again. She wants to lick those beautiful
Hell yes, I do.
Again. And this is Miss Freudian.
Nay.
And Cricket Rose of Paranormal Perversions.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed.
I was thinking that unicorn dog could be useful for us.
Let's move this over here because we don't want to obstruct the view of the tatas.
Absolutely not.
Right, right.
Absolutely
we
not.
We have a tata view right here.
Oh, I like this. Especially
just lean back
now
a
you get
little
to be closer to
because
the
now
one.
Oh, we yeah. are going to apply the salt, which is sort of like the body of the god or goddess of your choice.
Or oh, and some salt.
It could be humanist if you aren't into gods and goddesses.
I'm really excited about taking communion.
This makes me want to cook.
Can I go next?
Oh, yes, please. Cook something.
Okay, and now lick the other side, please, if you will.
The platter.
And
oh, yeah.
Yes, are you ready? Will you lean back against her lovely boobage? Okay, and back. And here we go. And yes. Drink the green. Liquid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, beautiful. All the way down the hatch. She's a good one. Whoa. And no muss, no fuss. Can we hear it from Miss Freudian?
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Taken like an Irish Catholic.
I believe.
I mean, I am Irish, partly, so. Mm.
That's why you're naughty. I knew it.
I'm Mexican. We're going to get in trouble.
Quite skilled.
Caliente.
I have to say, you would be great at being a prisoner of war because I just waterboarded you.
Yeah, and I took it all.
You took it. You took it very well. And you know what? When you dish it out in these dungeons and, you know, corridors of torture, then you have to know how to take it. So it's good to
True.
Know how to take it if you're going to dish it out.
Take it, baby, take it.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Freudian and Cricket Rose.
Thank
and
you.
Now we have a jumping.
I'm really excited about doing
jacket.
This. I've never
yes.
been so excited
taking
communion.
Mistress Ava would like to take communion.
My goodness, my goodness. Here, come here, babe.
And let's see, who shall she take communion off of?
Yes, you.
I guess she
this
would like
devil
to take
chooses you.
Her communion off of the little witch gypsy. Witch gypsy! This gypsy. Okay. Here we go. And so, Shannon, we
just
need another agua pour, please. I just like to get excuses to get Shannon up on the stage, you know.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Look at this
again.
Light up
I mean, she's
tutu
so cute.
Here that... Just kind of accentuates the ass, right? The ass of the unicorn.
The stockings are rainbows, too. Lovely.
Oh, yes. Oh, the stockings are... I didn't notice those. Those are in a rainbow of hues.
I totally saw her suck on her titty. I'm like, I want to suck on your titty.
Now?
I mean, it's titty time,
yes.
right?
Yes. Titty time.
I saw that. Like, I want in on that.
The womb room.
This little devil wants to get on some of this.
Pussy grabbers, be gone. It's titty time in the womb.
Titty time.
Yeah.
I want to grab my own pussy.
Yeah, you could grab your own pussy. And actually, pussy grabbing is fine as long as it's consensual.
It's very consensual for me to grab my own pussy. Thank you.
Well, yeah. That's true. It's also consensual for you all to grab your own dicks. Mm. Or suck your own dicks.
Come on, everybody. Let's grab each other.
If you're Sailor Moon, you can
Come
do
on,
that.
Come
on,
let's have fun.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now, why don't you ladies just, let's see. You could sit here. Yeah, you could sit here. And you are here. And the lovely tatas of Gypsy Bonobo are now on display for Bonoboville Communion. And hold my broom.
I do believe. Oh, I'm starting to believe.
Yes, this is quite the ritual that we do here. So now you can eat up the body of the god or goddess of your choice, or just Gypsy Bonobo. And yes, beautiful.
My salt.
You love your salt, and you love it so well. You're just doing a great job.
I want to make sure I get all of it.
Of loving your salt. Yes. Oh.
Ooh.
That
looks like something.
Devil has left her mark. Yes, indeed, she has.
I'm working on it.
All right. So now, you are going to lean back in some fashion. That is comfortable. Well, no, not you.
Not me.
You are the altar. You got
excited.
It last time.
I got excited. You
now
told me to lean back. I lean back.
I actually told Mistress Eva to lean back, and she's now pushing you back with force. And now she is going to lean back and be comfortable against you as her pillow. You know, here we go. And let's just hold this down. So, and okay, open your mouth. Just, yeah. Beautiful. Yes. You doing okay? Yeah? More? Whoa. She closed her mouth. Okay. Nice.
We're sharing.
We shared. It's like vampires sharing the blood. Yes.
Sharing is caring.
You want the rest of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Some for you. And I feel like I'm feeding little bats, beautiful bats. There we go. All right, let's hear it for
beautiful
Mistress Eva Cruz.
It gets you a little tipsy.
Gypsy Bonobo as Bonoboville Communion Altar Girl. And my, this is waterboarding the Bonobo way.
How was it? I don't know. I don't remember. Let's do it again.
Ah.
That's what Jesus told you.
Beautiful, beautiful. So.
You take it.
Bonobos. Speaking of bonobos, we're going to show our new bonobo video in just a moment. Cue it up. We have a new bonobo video made by Mel Magazine, and here it is.
Ooh.
Hey, turn it back and turn on the sound, I think, folks. Yes, here it is. Yeah, I know there's titles in case you can't hear, which we can't. Okay, so now we are going to get to that sound. How do we get that sound to play? Woo! That's so frustrating.
We're the sound guy that makes the sound go up and down.
Okay.
Remember him?
Yeah. Okay, we don't hear it. Okay.
It's a community.
Okay, back.
Dr. Susan Block explains three ways to live like a bonobo. This is Dr. Susan Block. She's a sex therapist and author of The Bonobo Way. This is Bonoboville. It's a community inspired, in part, by the real bonobos living in the rainforest of the Congo as well as the San Diego Zoo.
Along with common chimps, bonobos are our closest living relative.
Here are three principles of the Bonobo Way to get you up to speed. Number one.
Bonobos live in a female-empowered society, which means I call the shots. Did I say I? I meant we. Instead of aping the male hierarchy, we ladies run Bonoboville and work together.
Number two.
Another great thing about being bonobo, we have a lot of sex. Quality and quantity. Guy-guy, gal-gal, guy-gal, group. In the wild, we even turn sticks into sex toys. The best part about being bonobo is making peace through pleasure.
It's not that we don't fight.
We just don't kill each other.
Bonobos even have makeup sex. Number three,
we're not afraid to combine food with
bonobos are the best. But there are some things you shouldn't do like a bonobo. Though the foreplay is endless, intercourse only lasts 13 seconds.
Is that it?
Save the bonobo!
Woo! Oh my gosh.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah. Three ways to live like a bonobo, made at Bonoboville with Jackie. Did you all notice Jackie?
Yeah.
Yes. And a few other people we know, including Chef Belive and Danielle Watts, who are going to be here next Saturday. We are so excited. And you got to watch it again to see Abe is in that one, as well as Ikor the Wolf and... who else is in that? Zane, actually, is there. And, yeah, it's a great video made by Mel Magazine, Katrina, and she directed it, and Zach produced it. And we'll tell you more about the backstory later. But for now, I just want you to know bonobos love to play with fear. They don't kill each other, but they like to play practical jokes on each other a lot. Like this one bonobo in my book, Panbanisha, she tells this famous director to put on a gorilla mask, really, through sign language. She put on the gorilla mask and go and scare this handyman on the grounds with the gorilla mask. See, and she just laughed when he did that, and she just sat there back in her director's chair. Now, you know, it just goes to show practical jokes are not just a human thing. It's deeper than that. It's animal. And the whole idea of, you know, kind of combining fear and fun is also something that goes to our animal nature.
Cats are like that.
Be careful about those practical jokes, though. Mm. There's some bad ones, right? Right? Try to be consensual, okay? Although it doesn't make it a joke anymore.
A
but
woman.
Sometimes it's a bad woman. To scare someone. I've seen some really awful things on the YouTube with these practical jokes. Oh, my goddess. But, you know, that's what dominatrixes are for. You go to them and you get all your
thank
fears
you.
Worked
out. Like a roller
out.
Coaster.
Thank you, thank you.
Right?
Yes.
What kind of fears do people work out with you?
A lot of desolation. They're afraid.
Desolation.
They're afraid of being strapped in, being bound and blindfolded, of having all of control taken away from them.
Wow.
That's what they're afraid of. Mm. But at the same time, there's a lot of desires. And I guess that is a fear. That is definitely a fear.
It's all mixed up in that witch's brew. You know, a little bit of fear, a little bit of arousal.
Yes.
A little bit of comfort, too. If it's too scary, well, you know. You lose your ding dong.
You
right?
want to get scare-roused, but not lose your boner.
Scare-roused. Right. Exactly. How can we scare-rouse a nun?
Scare-roused is a great term.
A nun? Do we want to scare-rouse the nun?
I want to fuck a nun.
Yes, let's fuck a nun.
That sounds like something, some sort of a game.
Yeah.
Fuck
pin
that
pin
nun.
The donkey cock
oh,
on the nun.
Oh, there's a thing
the
called fuck a fan, right? Oh. There's a whole thing. It's in fact, I have clients who have played fuck a fan with Sarah J, and it's where, you know, porn stars will have sex with fans, and so in this case, you know, we're taking it a step farther.
Yeah. Fuck a nun.
Why not
defile the cute little nun?
It seems to
with
be
their
a
little
theme.
Habit on.
I have nun issues because I went to Catholic elementary and high school, so lucky you.
Do you have Jesus issues? Do you find the cross to be a sexy phallic object?
Oh, my God.
This is a Jesus jackhammer dildo for those of you who have not yet met Jesus in this way. And when it's inside, you say, Jesus is in me now. Hallelujah.
Hey, woman.
All right, but the nun, the nun. What are we going to do? I mean, we got to take a break soon. So
when
it
we
should
come
be
back,
a
maybe?
Quick thing. Maybe or maybe something quick before the break.
Yeah.
Not the fucking. Maybe the preparation.
Okay.
Well, we have some gloves, and I have fingers, and we have a lovely little toy.
Yeah, to work her up, right? We got to work up to something
bigger. The horse
cock.
I'm thinking some rulers and some paddling is in need as well.
Oh, my.
Yeah, just to warm her up.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking back to what I went through when I was in elementary Catholic.
Do you think she
school.
Might need a little spanking just to warm up?
Oh, yes, I think so.
A
That's a good warm up.
Spank of the nun.
Yeah. Move this to the middle. Or just have her bend over.
Bend over in the middle. She should bend over, you know, in the middle of.
She
and
bend over
we should
the bed,
move
maybe?
Move the fan a little, I think. Yeah. Oh, bend over that. There you go. It's being used like a horse. A different kind of horse than the horse cock thing.
Oh. Now you have to put your hands into a prayer. There you go.
Oh.
You can fold your fingers, but you have to be in prayer position. There you go.
Prayer position. Uh-huh.
We just made a video with sacrilege porn where we spanked a girl with a Bible. She
sacrilege
stuffed,
porn.
She stuffed her beads inside of her pussy.
And to be
the
seasonal,
rosary.
Because
rosary.
It is almost Christmas, this is the baby Jesus butt plug for beginners only. So Mistress Ava is going to, I guess, tenderize the meat here of this nun.
They're
going to
at least help. Oh, my goodness. I think she likes it.
Okay.
I think she likes
so
it.
So hold the microphone
ready
in front
for
of her,
her
so that, yes.
I've been wanting to tenderize you.
You're tenderizing.
If only I brought the Bible to beat her with.
Well, I do have the Bible of the bonobos.
Oh, well, that's pretty
you
close.
You could beat her with this. Give her a good solid book spanking here.
There we go. There you go.
Yes. Oh, Mistress Ava, beat that nun. Yes, she's been
there you go.
Praying
perfect.
For it. Praying for it.
This nun is very muscles? Resilient.
Have you felt my muscles? Feel my muscles.
Oh, my gosh. That's a gun show. It's a gun show.
Ooh. That's some muscles there, yeah.
Starting to get
Do you
a
know
little
any
claws?
Prayers? Do you have any prayers?
Oh, yes. She's put the book in the tea bag.
Does it embarrass you? Were you raised Catholic?
Is now whacking
not
the
at
nun.
All, no. Not at all.
She advertises and pleasures at the same time. I'm so impressed.
I have my own religion.
I love my mask. Multitasking.
Must get closer to the sacrifice. Mm.
I think we're taking confession right now is what we're doing. Mm.
Repent your sins, sinner. Mm.
Tell us your sins.
Dirty, dirty nun. You're enjoying this, aren't
and
you?
And of course,
are you a virgin?
This is we don't
oh,
just
hell
have
no.
the religious Such people custom. Doing this. We have the political candidates
I see you
because
wiggle your little slutty
they want to pander to the Catholics, so they're here.
Oh, Donald's got a banana in his mouth.
Yeah, well, don't you think
he looks
he
good
should
like
have
that.
Things in his mouth
no, he
to
should.
Keep him gagged?
He looks
Stop
great.
Wiggling.
And he's got a pussy in front of him. And Hillary's popping out of it. Surprise! Or, to be more appropriate, boo!
Oh,
yes, brothers and sisters.
Ooh, when it's
this
wet.
Is Halloween in Boo-no-Boo-ville. Boo, of course, is what the ghost says. And boo is what we call our honey that we love. I love you, boo. Because, we often combine fear and sex.
Oh. Well done, well done. Mrs.
Very nice. Oh, now she's sitting on the nun.
Say that again for me.
Ms. Ava.
Oh, she's getting started.
She's just getting started. She is now whacking
You like
the
that
nun.
Product placement right there? Advertise me more, please. Please, please, please. The bonobo way. The only way.
Are we getting confession out of Sister Jackie? Is that a confession?
I don't think she has the ability to speak.
There's her groans.
I can't hear you.
She won't say. She won't
She's
say the prayer.
Her rosary.
Oh no.
Whoa. Well, certainly we are getting tenderized right now.
Oh, you're quite warm.
You're warm.
You're warm.
I know
okay.
you're going to sin again.
Oh, my God. So, I'm ready for this.
Let's hear it for Mistress Ava.
Beautiful.
Woo! Cruz.
Look at that ass. It's so red now.
Ava. Ava Cruz.
Forever.
Ava. Forever and ever.
Amen.
And ever.
A woman.
Woohoo! And so we have a couple more minutes. Is that right? Two. Yeah. Three. Okay, maybe you should turn around for your other...
Show the red ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, turn slowly.
Look how red. So shot.
We can see the nun's butt. There you go. Okay, and now...
Done by a professional. That's how it's done.
If you want to touch her ass, you'll feel that it's been tenderized. And it's warm.
All right.
So that's when you know that she can actually start... Yeah, it's warm. Yeah, and that's when you know that she can start taking something... you know, harsher and harder is when it's been tenderized and warmed up. It's literally warming up. Yes, it is. Yep. And that's what the spanking is for. Proper spanking will tenderize.
That's the proper spanking, but I think Jackie can take something harder at any time, actually. Is that correct, Miss Blue?
Yes.
Or Sister Blue.
I've been tenderized for many years.
Oh, yeah. Sister Jackie.
It's a slow burn here. All right. So now we have Cricket Rose...
You want to
finger her just a little bit? And she has rose-colored plastic gloves.
Oh, my.
And we
ready
have...
for the next level.
Astroglide.
You ready to take her fingers, Sister Jackie?
Did you want Astroglide?
Yes.
A fine product.
Yes, yes.
Confess your sins, ooh. You poor girl.
We've just got a couple of minutes, so this is just a tease.
I'm the dirtiest, nastiest nun you'll ever see.
We're gonna do more than just finger her cute little hole when we come back.
I'm breathing deeply into this microphone. I didn't even realize.
We brought lots of toys.
Oh, creepy.
That's the only way we do on the show.
It's Halloween.
I wasn't even getting ready.
I hear you've been getting ready.
I'm always prepared.
Yes,
prepared.
Always prepared to sacrifice herself for the deity. Oh. The deity being your digits at the moment.
I see you are prepared.
Rose-colored plastic gloves.
You're
so
going to put
pretty.
Your head down on that. You're
her ass is way redder than the pink gloves.
You're going to put
actually,
your hands
yeah,
back.
Rose-colored ass.
And
both
Mistress
of your hands
Ava back.
Is
and you're going to hold
oh,
this
you're
going
to hold the book like it's the Bible. That's right, and it is. It is the bonobo way, brothers and sisters.
Beautiful.
And yes, bonobos love rough play. They just don't kill each other. They fight sometimes. And they play with sticks, too. Turn sticks into sex toys. Fingers into little dicks. Perhaps Sled your toe. Finger is as big as Donald's. Actual
little tiny hands.
These are
little
very tiny,
tiny
hands.
Fingered hands. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, little tiny hands. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was going to say the finger is as big as his little tiny dick. Yes. And yeah, dump Trump, spank Trump. You know,
don't drop the book.
And don't drop the book. Don't
showing it.
Drop the book. We have a nun on her knees here in the womb room, brothers and sisters.
Taking her pendants.
And she is
very stretched out.
Feeling the presence of the goddess, otherwise known as God, within her. Yes, she feels it filling up the empty spaces in her butt. I guess. So
orifices.
Spirit, no.
But that's not the only
her ash, right.
And her guilt.
And her guilt.
The power of Christ compels you, Jackie.
And yes, the this. Power is compelling her, and she is holding up the bonobo way, the Bible of Bonoboville. And we are having some fun here on Halloween in Bonoboville
sure
with
are.
Gypsy Bonobo and Cricket Rose and Mistress Ava and Miss Freudian Slit
forever and ever
and Sailor Moon, otherwise known as Jay Torrico.
Sexy things.
And I was going to say the guy that can suck his own cock.
Well, yeah. That is one of Jay's claims to fame. You know, we'll see. And I see one of our favorite couples out there in the audience who maybe we'll bring up after the break. We are going to take very shortly, right? Are we taking it now?
I want a glove.
I can't tell. Nobody with any authority is here.
I want to glove him.
But they told me 3 minutes. Okay, so keep finger fucking.
Yes.
Okay, so we're still finger fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I guess this is combining fear and sex, but I don't think that our nun
is
very afraid.
No.
No.
She loves it.
Okay.
We gotta make
Mistress
Ava
is going to do it harder.
She joined the nunhood to get away from her perversions, but she couldn't escape.
Mistress Ava is going to go get her tools of destruction.
She is. All right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, do we need to take a break? Yeah, we do. Okay, so we're going to take a break, but don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Ridden the Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
It's my best friend!
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot.
Whoa! Yeah. Holy shit!
Yeah.
That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing it, baby.
Simeon strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines, ding ding dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
yes.
Whistling!
Oh, hallelujah!
Come for us, Sister Ellen! Come for
us! Face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was an
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think amen. We have orgasm, Houston, Woo! And let's
we
have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall
oh.
over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Back, and it is Halloween in Bonoboville, brothers, lovers, and sinners. Witches and bitches, and tramps and vamps, and puppets. That's right. We have the Putin puppets here, brothers and sisters. It's the Putin puppets. You're in the way of one of the Putin puppets. No, you're a puppet. No, you're a puppet. No, you're a puppet. We've got the Putin puppets arguing over who's a puppet. You can be a Putin puppet for Halloween, but make sure to vote for the right puppet, okay? not the pussy grabber puppet. In fact, pussy grabber. Here's a pussy. And... this is your
we
gag.
We need dick grabbers in the White House.
That's right.
And that's where women belong, in the White House.
Yeah. And maybe we'll have Hillary popping out of the pussy just to be very... Oh, holding the book. We just sent her some copies of the book, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. We sent Hillary a few copies. We sent one to Bill. We sent one to Chelsea. We just feel that they should know about the Bonobo Way, just in case they don't. Because bonobos are female empowered. And stop getting in her way, would you? Okay, move the banana. All right. Just be good. That's right.
It's the children's hour.
At least this is a good way for Trump to be gagged. I mean, you know, we'll even let you keep your red hair. Okay, but stay gagged. And speaking of long phallic objects, my guests have brought something special tonight. And this would be the paranormal perversion girls.
Yes.
Cricket Rose is here with her lovely boobies hanging out so deliciously. And we have also Miss Freudian Slit. Just in case you want to get psychoanalytical.
Yes.
Yes. And Sigmund did believe that, you know, all the boys love their mommies.
Yeah.
And so we have the mommy player. I mean, a lot of mommy players here, actually. But Mistress Eva Cruz, forever and ever, your little devil. Mm-hmm. And here's Gypsy Bonobo holding up the puppets. She's the Putin assistant here. Putin always has attractive assistants.
I
haven't you noticed that, Max?
Yes, always, of course.
Yes.
He was like, what's his name? The Colonel Gaddafi.
Oh, Gaddafi, with the beautiful girls running
around. Gaddafi had armies of beautiful women.
That would be his assistants. So Putin does a similar thing, a little more subtle than Gaddafi.
Right.
And yet, here she is, Gypsy Bonobo holding up.
We're missing a
Trump
mic there.
And, you know.
Turn up the mics.
She manipulates the Putin puppets.
Oh, yeah, right. And And then there's the North Korean guy.
And
so
him,
whom,
hum.
That's how Hillary dresses, just like him. Maybe he's, you know, she's his puppet because she certainly dresses like him. Anyway, underneath the hot little devil who's now handing Gypsy the Jesus jackhammer dildo is Sailor Moon, a.k.a. Jay Tirico, who might do a trick or treat for us tonight, because Mistress Eva is forever wanting to see that auto fellating trick.
Impress
which would be a treat
me.
For her.
And Jay does it so well.
Oh, I would be so pleased if he can do it.
Yes, yes. And here's our little nun, Jackie Blue. Jackie looks a little scared, but we know she's not. She has that kind of scared look on her face.
She's so innocent,
yeah,
isn't
she?
Yeah,
right. She has that innocent, scared look.
Yes, my father, for I have sinned.
We know the truth. We know the truth.
I've never done this before.
Yeah.
That's what her eyes say.
Oh,
but her ass says another thing.
All right.
And
so
her callous knees.
Yes.
So are we ready to fuck her?
Well, so now I think we have a few different things going on. We have, of course, Sailor Moon is getting ready for her exciting act of all autofellatio by holding her mistress on her lap.
Wait 1 second.
Okay, and who's out there now?
Well, we have Miguel's here.
Miguel.
And he wanted to bless us.
Miguel is also a little devil. Miguel. Miguel is excited about the nun.
I think he loves.
It's a Hispanic thing.
It is. It's really comfortable. Yeah.
Diablito, ven aquí.
Yeah.
Diablito, ven aquí. Ven aquí.
You better go over there.
Oh.
Tú eres Diablito, yo soy la Diabla.
Whoa. Check it out with Anna first, please. Okay, Anna's back there. Oh, Anna's applauding.
You take him.
A kiss on the hand.
Oh, see that?
Because
she's acting as the Pope right now. So El Papa.
Hell. Papa. Which is the same difference.
Right.
El Papa.
El Papa.
El Papa.
Ay, papito.
That's where Papa de Bonoboville.
That's where you find all the hookers, is right around the Vatican.
Yeah.
There's one about every 100 feet.
Well, what I loved was, it wasn't last year, it was the year before, there was this feminine, it was, what are they called? They were some feminine protesters.
Oh, the streakers.
Right.
The nude streakers.
And they ran up during the Pope's Christmas address and stole the baby Jesus. And she was naked from the waist up.
I'd never heard of this.
The femme, Look it up. Yeah. Naked from the waist up. And the best
baby Jesus.
Picture is of the Vatican police officer covering her with his cloak and taking the baby Jesus away from this
yes,
topless, beautiful woman. Just this amazing woman. Femme Potent, I think it's called, or something
femme
like that.
Something.
Anyway, the world is rife with Catholic inspiration.
That just made us made out. It just turns us on so much.
It is. It turns us on so much.
We're two Catholic girls.
Can you
we
turn
make out?
To Susie's mic up back there?
Yes.
A woman.
Turn,
up,
yeah.
Turn my mic up. Amen and
thank
A
you.
Women. All right.
Yeah.
So brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we are gathered together this Halloween to exorcise our demons, the ghosts of relationships past. You know, that torment us, the bad messages that we may have gotten as children, so naive, so innocent. And now we exorcise them with the help of paranormal perversions. And mistress forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
And our test
our poor
victims.
Innocent okay. Nun.
We have a nun here. Yes, the nun is Jackie. And she actually invited these gals, so, you know, don't feel sorry for her, but
yeah,
she is praying.
She brought this on herself.
She is praying.
Like, literally, she asked for the fucking machine.
And we have...
It's true.
...a fucking machine.
She texted us, don't forget it.
Also called a sex machine, if you want to be a little cleaner about it. But this machine is not so clean. I mean, it's very clean, physically. Actually, it's looks spick and span, but it's dirty in a psychosexual, you know, sort of sacrilegious, pornographic
this is
way.
Like a musket.
Oh, definitely
yeah.
Pornographic.
Do you need my help with that?
Yeah.
With that big thing?
See,
or
Max,
you think you got it?
This is
it's
why
like
people
musket.
Call.
I can handle
this
things.
Is why people call
I know
us
you
vampires.
Can.
Yeah. All right. You know, this is the greatest sexuality show on earth. A women.
And a women.
And we encourage you to practice safer sex. Always be consensual. And we have condoms. Also.
Always.
In fact, we have Trojan Groove and Glide Ooh. Vegan condoms.
Well, since this is Jackie's toy, we don't actually need a condom.
Vegan condoms.
Yeah, that's my personal, so it's
oh,
okay.
This is your personal.
Yeah,
okay.
She's quite vegan. Acquainted with this big dick.
You're not going to use it, right, Gypsy?
I wasn't going to say anything, but I mean, he says you call me out. I'll use the condoms later.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
All right.
How about a glove?
I don't know how this would go over with Proposition 60. I mean, even if it's your own toy,
yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to do
well,
it without condoms.
It is non-human, so it doesn't count.
Right. Okay. It's not human. No, all right. Well, in any case, vote no on Prop 60.
No.
Because,
vote
you know,
no.
No, no,
sometimes
no.
You
vote no.
Vote no on Prop 60 because sometimes you just want to fuck your own toy.
Absolutely.
Amen and
a
women.
Woman.
You know? So, we have this very realistic, I guess you would call it, dick, cock, much bigger than Trump's. And it's Caucasian in this case. So, you know, it could belong to Cricket, actually. It sort of matches your skin tone. Yeah. And it's attached to a sex machine, which is made by?
I don't know, actually.
You don't, I feel like okay. This is like the Dirty Simon or something like that.
Yeah, okay. The Dirty Simon. Well, they're not sponsors, obviously.
No.
Do you want to move the, what is that?
Wait,
the lube.
Baby powder?
The lube.
Oh, that's Susie. The lube, yes.
Yeah, let's lube that baby up. Are you ready, Jackie, to be a little dirty nun for
that,
us?
We're going to give Jackie something before
I
this happens
it.
So that she is safe.
Oh, we are going to put Jackie.
Oh, my goodness.
We are giving her a special cross. This is a special cross from Miguel.
Yeah, I mean, it's and
for
look
Halloween.
A beautiful rosary. Yeah.
Day
Miguel.
Of the Dead. Dio de los Muertos.
Yeah.
All right. And now we also have Sailor Moon. And Sailor Moon is going to...
He's going to show her mommy what a good little girl she's been raised up to be.
Raised up.
Yes.
And as we brush run our fingers through our hair.
Oh,
and I,
yeah, this is very sensuous. Look at those faces.
This is sort of girl girly.
Sweet little girl.
Sweet little girl.
Oh, not a little girl.
Do you want me to
like
hold
mommy.
This so you don't have to? You can use your hands. And you've got Sailor Moon on a leash, which is very cute. Mm. It's actually part of her outfit.
Yes, and something about mother-daughter is that we're always connected.
Yes.
So this is actually very, very symbolic. It's very, very...
Uh-huh. How do you feel about that, Sailor?
I love it.
All right. And Sailor was just at the Comic-Con today.
Yes, I was.
Did you have a good time?
I did.
All right, well, now you're going to...
My sweetheart here...
Get loose.
He's going to show me exactly what mommy wants, right?
What mommy wants.
What does mommy want?
She wants to see me suck myself.
Yes.
It's a talent that we've never been able to show in public because it's a little taboo. But I've always been very proud of her, my sweet little girl.
Oh,
so wow. This is
me.
Really getting kinky.
You can show me.
Some serious shit here.
Okay, I'll show you.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to do a show before we do the other show.
Whoa.
I'm so excited for this right now.
Yeah, this is happening.
I think
happening.
I've been
this
a bad boy
Don't
also.
Don't let your hair get in the way here. Look at this Rapunzel hair she's got.
Please
here.
Help me.
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon. It's got that crazy lock.
Sailor Moon.
That's
all you're
going to think about. Dong.
Do you need to take all of this off like you've done before? Alrighty, let's just...
I'm just going to sit on my broom while this is happening.
I want to hear what this sexy old thing has to say.
We're going to take this off.
Yes.
Let's do this, because mommy knows best. So
mommy knows best. Mommy. By the way, this is role-playing, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, I do not have an actual mother and daughter team in the womb room. I have Mistress Eva Cruz and Sailor Moon, played by Jay Tirico, with a hair fall.
Cute little gender fluid Jay.
Yeah, gender fluid Jay. That's a nice little onomatopoetic thing.
Mm.
Gender fluid Jay.
I said mommy knows best.
Yes. And mommy is removing Jay's chains. Releasing Jay from her chains. And she's got to get up here. Okay, I'll hold one of these, right? And now, maybe you could do some commentary.
Oh, God.
Oh, right.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
Maybe you put it in between the boobs, or you
she's
can hold that one.
She's a little oiled up.
And the boobies. I'm ready to fuck a nun.
All right. Ready to fuck a nun. All right, so
she's
now,
ready to fuck.
What have you got under that dress?
A lovely size cock.
Well, right there is some tights. Okay, so down.
Jay, let's see.
Drop trowel.
I can't just tease it.
No.
No, we
no,
don't have
no tease. We're
on.
Ready. Come on, cutie. We want to see it. Oh.
Woo!
Look at this.
We've all got our magic dildonic vibrating brooms.
She's got herself out and is touching herself.
I'm just doing this as just a...
Mistress, touching
her. You
her.
Use both of your hands, and I will hold
her. Trying to get her a little excited so she can suck herself.
Yes.
I'm just showing some.
What a little exhibitionist.
Support. This is
just
support.
A little.
Support. Yes, I like your support. It's
she
very
loves
sensuous.
Showing herself
for such
off.
A mean dominatrix.
Her skills.
She's now doing the sensuous thing, but her nails are quite sharp.
That's
very
it.
And very
stroking herself.
Intimate. And right. Happy Halloween from Bonoboville. Yes, indeed. Our own Sailor Moon is
everybody's
just
getting all horny
entertaining
here.
Her new mommy.
Oh, yeah.
And tuck it in there. Yes. And you want to be standing up or sitting down? Standing up, sitting down, we don't know.
This is for you, mommy, Mr. Savage. Ever Cruz. Ever Cruz.
Ever Cruz.
Come on.
She's trying.
Good little slutty. Stroking until she gets in just hard enough to suck herself.
Yeah.
Maybe we should put on a little live show to help get you hard. Get a little nun ready at the same time.
Maybe we should get it ready, yeah, you know. Because we're, you know, getting into the final kink month climax in Bonoboville, in the womb room, brothers and sisters, the witches and bitches and nuns and devils and Sailor Moon. You know, it's fun. And let's have the couple come on up here.
Oh, the couple.
Now, yeah, we have a couple, Nori and... Ooh, what's this girl's name?
They're going to want to watch all of this, right?
Yeah. Nori and his beautiful girl.
Yeah, we're gonna hold your drink, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, nun.
Nun. On your knees.
Come on, slutty.
And she gets on her knees.
Show us what you
do. We have a
priest.
Pirate. Come on up. Ooh. Come on, sit up here. You won't get hurt. I don't think the machine is aimed in your direction, if that's what you're worried about. On the other hand, my broom, you never know. Yes. Beautiful. I love the hat. Jeez, that's great. Let's pass them a microphone. Here. You got several mics. Oh. Yeah.
We can share.
And what are you supposed to be?
I'm supposed to be Electra.
Electra.
I had the size, but I left him in the room.
You mean Electra,
they
like
too pokey.
The one who liked her dad? Like the Electra complex? Or is there another Electra?
It's the comic book Electra.
Ah, the comic book Electra.
But
see,
I'm not going to say no to the dad thing.
The dad.
Yeah.
You know, just like
we can
well,
have
Ms.
an
Freudian
Electra complex and a Freudian complex.
Yeah. It is a Freudian thing. Because, you know, the guys have the Oedipus complex. I think we got something like that with Sailor Moon going here.
Yeah.
And the girls have the Electra complex where they like to say daddy. And, oh, my goddess, Jackie's getting fucked by a sex machine.
I mean,
she's getting sexed by a fucking machine.
Literally, my God.
Something like that.
You want to come around for the backside
right
view?
Yeah.
Wow. Yo. Woo. Oh, yeah.
And my baby girl is doing it.
And your baby girl is getting
it. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Autofillating.
Yeah.
Autofillating.
Wow. What a good little slide.
That is impressive at this angle.
Yeah,
I'm
I think maybe she would
this angle.
Right,
like
so
this angle.
Some this is how you do this.
Action. We got action.
Wow.
Yes.
I got the best view in the house.
This is
the best view in the house.
The kink month climax.
Oh, don't stop.
A little faster.
You make me so proud.
Yeah. It's a kink month climax.
This is our talent show. Ta-da!
It is quite the talent.
That's
what
great.
Do you think of our talent, Pirate and Electra?
Oh my God, this is amazing! Yeah. Like,
all right.
There's a sex machine and autofellatio at the same time.
Oh yeah!
It doesn't
where else can you get this?
Happy Halloween!
How perverted can you get, you paranormals?
Welcome
we
to the
know Nobleville. You millennials love sex. It's just certain types of sex that maybe. Us, you know, oldsters what don't call sex.
Self-sex?
Like, look at this.
I'm very envious.
This is
this
not something
right
you see
Sailor
every day.
Moon is now sucking her own cock. Okay.
What a good little sailor
and
slut.
She's doing pretty good with
my God.
Mommy Mistress Eva behind her. And
I can see what I can do with her.
Sister Gypsy in front.
I have the best view in the house.
Yeah.
Best view in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. You might.
Maybe I should move. Maybe a little, let him enjoy it a little bit. Sorry about that.
You get a few friends together.
Don't worry. Oh, yeah. She's got a trick. She'll clean up after herself. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Ta-da.
Machine.
My broom is getting excited.
I know. And I'm coming closer, closer.
Yeah.
And you have a party.
Oh, yeah. Stroke my broom. That's good. Yes, yes. The magic dildonic vibrating broom.
Oh, my God. And you can feel it vibrating through it. It's amazing.
Sailor Moon. How are you doing there? And she's standing up. And, yeah, we got to call him a he for this because he is sucking his own dick, okay? Dressed like a girl.
Amazing.
You know? I don't think that the survey takers know how to include this. Hey there, Shannon. And Freudian. Ta-da. Let's do a ta-da.
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 And yes. Jackie Blue is
getting fucked by the sex machine or sexed by the fucking machine, could you put a microphone
in
front
of
her?
Oh, absolutely. Here, hold on.
How
are
you doing
down
there, Miss Sister?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, we're on the
I think she likes it, actually.
Sister
yeah
Jackie, how is it?
Oh, my God. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me.
Oh. Do you like the rhythm?
Oh, God.
Do you want it faster?
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, no. No.
Me
she's pushing
faster
back
fuck
so much, I have
faster
to hold this machine down so
oh,
it goes
wow
deep.
We
deep
don't want
inside
the machine to go flying like a magic dildonic vibrating broom.
Wow.
Woo!
There's a lot of vibration going on right
get
now.
Get it.
That's all I know.
Yes, brothers and sisters.
All right.
Get
then
wild.
Oh,
get
God
crazy.
Oh, fuck.
Is that smoke I see in the back there? Mm. Is that like some sort of smoke machine? Let's get that up here. Yeah, yeah. Let's get the smoke machine
so
right up here.
Come here, you sexy thing.
Oh, it's a human smoke machine, or you could say a unicorn smoke machine. Ah, oh, the lovely Shannon unicorn is blowing smoke up our asses, or at least the nuns. Whoa. Ah, yes, this is beautiful. We are flying high.
What is it that you're blowing?
Where the witches reign. In the Halloween. Domain.
Oh,
blow me again.
Oh, yeah.
And here we go. We're going to blow.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. That smells so good. What is that?
Yeah.
Is that your alchemy? Blueberry milk and honey?
Blueberry milk and honey.
Oh. And this is the alchemy of fear and sex.
And you
the
make
mixture
that
of things you might
that
find kind of weird and smoky with things you find delicious.
A little more smoking.
And Shannon, you make that, huh?
One more smoking. See, she makes that.
Oh, fuck.
Smoke it, baby.
Oh, my.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's so good, it makes her horn just fall right over.
Whoa. Horny.
Horny, it's horny.
Smoke
in
here. And horniness.
Oh, God. I'm so horny, baby.
Oh. I love this stage right
now. Yeah. Love a long time.
The nun is really going to town here.
Yeah. All the guilt's getting pounded out of her.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, if you're not watching this,
Jackie,
have to explain what's going on here.
Jackie's taking a nice big cock attached to a fucking machine controlled by Cricket.
Very good.
Very good.
Thank you, Sigmund Freud. I mean, Miss Freudian slip.
Oh, fuck.
And we have Electra here representing the daddy fetishes. And have you had a daddy fetish for long?
Only since I've been alive.
Do you
can
call
we speed this up?
Nori daddy? Not
we're yet working on that.
Like pirate daddy? And what's your pirate fantasy? I mean, boo is what you say on Halloween. So is this about surrendering the booty?
Hopefully.
I gave you that one. No, yeah. Really.
No, you line it up. I'll just take it down later.
Yes. What is your pirate fantasy here?
I don't really have a pirate fantasy.
You just have a pirate outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually a Pastafarian and...
Pastafarian, so. Yes. And so, you know, you believe in the sex machine.
Well, I can see it, so yeah. It's not like Schrodinger's cat. Like,
it's
I can
right
see this
there
shit.
It exists. And when they talk about the spirit is in you, well, I think
Jackie,
the spirit of the fucking machine
you
is
you have
in
to
Jackie
put another 25
so we're
going to
name
in
the sex machine spirit. Awesome.
Yes. This is the spirit of Halloween. Woo! All right, how are we doing back here?
Oh, it is amazing.
So we had a little auto fellatio.
We're back in order.
We're back in order.
We got daddy issues. We got everything we can. Guilt. Catholic guilt.
Catholic guilt, yeah.
And did you get to see a little auto fellatio?
You made me so proud. You made me so proud.
Not
really
to completion,
did.
But there is always the after party.
It's just practice makes perfect.
Although, you know.
And I am very supportive. So
turn up her mic a little,
please. I will continue to do so until you come in your mouth and make mommy proud completely. To completion.
Okay.
Damn it.
You do want
to
make mommy happy, don't you?
Oh. Mommy has to let you speak into the microphone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What a good girl.
How do you feel about your mommy? Tell us seriously.
How do I feel about her?
This devil mommy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely love her.
Aw, is there that attraction you were talking about? A little bit.
A little bit.
Not like you have for the unicorn, but...
That's okay.
And of course.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here.
The unicorn doesn't realize
that goddamn
Sailor Moon is mooning over her. Oh, speaking of mooning, Jackie. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I think she likes it. I can't... I'm not sure.
There's so much going on right now.
Oh my God. You're in overload.
Oh my God.
Sweep the floor, nun.
Lick it clean.
Yeah, lick it with your tongue. All right,
why
so
am I gyrating along with her?
We're gonna have to shoot a paranormal.
There's a rhythm going here. Speaking of which, do we have our rapper here? Do we have time for one song or not? Do we have time? Yes. Let me know.
And now music video.
Yes, yes? Did you say yes?
Yes, we have time. Yes. We have tape.
Okay, so do we have our wolf?
We just have to find a wolf.
Ah! We're going to fly to where he is. Okay. Maybe we don't.
I don't know where he is.
Ah.
If I'm digging my nails into you, it's because...
There he is.
Okay.
We need Halloween music, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Don't go on stage with your shirt on.
No, it's too hot up here. Although we do have a unicorn to help you with it off.
Boy, I like that dom. That's a...
Sexy dom,
sexy
huh?
Dom.
Mm.
Yeah.
A lot of doms,
a hot doms.
I mean,
I like the dom.
I'm not drunk, but that's a nice dom.
I have my moments.
A sexy little devil.
Oh.
Who?
Oh.
The ghost is back.
Here he comes, Ikor.
Watch out, Ikor, step over
there. Oh, he turned white! Oh, my God!
I'm a white man.
You're white now.
He has a white face mask. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it burn. Look how she drop it low. Come on, y'all. Yeah, back up and go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it burn. Yeah, back up and go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, 10 times time piece, added up, silver dollar, made me holler. What up, though? Just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I'm roaming, now I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way you move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from an ass, quake down. Baby, you got that pop, that steal the show, get low. Everybody on the floor, dudes be taking it, while she shaking it, back that thing up like. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low.
Bonobo.
Yeah, that girl can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing.
Shaking
look
unicorn.
How she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Shannon can go bang. Everybody stop and look at Shannon pop. That thing bang. Got him ready to spend some dough. Oh. We up in Bonobo, they show me love, dub after dub, with a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a man's, I don't even know, but this night for show, that deal, she ill, she said to keep your bills and strap on, hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this field, I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me, love you, have a nose static dub, baddest one in the club
Shannon,
right here, yes
Bonobo.
Sir, I ain't lying, I'm blind, she
Bonobo,
got it like that, she
whatever.
Bad, look how she shake that thing, smoke, look how she make it bang, come on y'all, say Bonobo, say
Bonobo.
Say Bonobo.
Bonobo.
She make it burn. Yeah, that girl can go. Stop. Popping the way you pop, it got me hot. So don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody wants to do that thing. Make that bang, shake that thing. Bang, bang, bang.
I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way you shake your ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she dynamite. Look how she shake that thing. Look how that make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Oh yeah, we live in Bonobo. Taking it while she shaking it back that thing. Like beep, beep.
Bonobo!
She bad. Look how she shake that.
She backing it up.
Look how she make it burn. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, go for go. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it burn. Yeah, we up in Bonobo. We up in Bonobo. Yeah, we up in Bonobo. We up in Bonobo. Yeah, we up in Bonobo. Bad.
She.
Yeah.
Very bad. And. Very good.
And the block.
Thank you. Happy Halloween. Igor the Wall.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Happy Halloween, y'all. 2016.
Yeah.
And the B in the B.
All right. B-O-N-O. So I think we're ready to launch ourselves, or at least launch Jackie, into the after party. So thank you, everybody. Yes. Let's just go around real quick. Paranormal Perversions.
Yes.
Where
Miss
did we
Freddie
find
Slit,
you?
ParanormalPerversions.com or Paraperv on Twitter. Yeah.
Same or different? Cricket. Oh, talking.
Cricket Rose XXX.
Okay. And
Mistress Eva Cruz, you can book me for sessions at MistressEvaCruz@gmail.com.
Book her.
Book.
Goodness.
All right.
You know me, Gypsy Bonobo.
Bonoboville.
Bonoboville.
Oh, and I'm me. Dr. Susie, the irreverent Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves.
Equal the Wolf, IKKOR. Just fit me. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And you're doing another I-K-K-O-R. Tuesday Connor thing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Menage a Trois.
Menage a Trois.
Written by the great Tuesday Connor, starring Miss Oracle, the great Oracle in the building as well. So.
And when is your show on? Your radio
it's
show?
Well, this is the actual stage play again, yeah. Menage a Trois. In December, like somewhere like December 3rd or something like that.
Hey, Tuesday, say hi. Look at your outfit. Ooh. Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday Connor.
Tuesday Connor. Whoa.
And the Oracle.
Titty, titty, and the Oracle.
Hey, guys, turn around. Take a mic. Say something for us.
Grab your mic, Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
Happy
Thank you,
Halloween.
Dr. Block. Always a pleasure. Happy Halloween.
Yes.
This is the
glorious.
Happy Halloween, Dr. Block.
Oh, I feel the Oracle coming into my body, mind, and soul.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That and a whole lot more.
And what do you predict?
Well, I predict a greater, greater, greater success than you already are experiencing, my darling.
Oh. I don't know if I can take it.
I'll catch you if you fall.
If she can
and
take
I
that,
predict
I can
that
take
each
that.
And every one of you here are going to come out and see Menage a Trois in December. We've got two shows going up, and Ecor's in the cast.
Wow. Right. Oh, we got to see
Ecor. And when is it again?
And Orpheus. Oh, yes. Orpheus Tell them about Orpheus.
Orpheus
baby.
Black, baby. Yes. Come closer to us so we can get you in the picture. Yes. Yeah, get in front of the pirate. No. Just, right here. Okay, and you too. Tuesday. Come on in here with that outfit. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. That way we can still see you. You cutie pie.
Look at this cutie pie. This is Sailor Moon. And Tuesday, Connor. What are you supposed to be?
Warrior.
A warrior.
I'm on a hunt.
Oh, you're on a hunt. Oh, okay. You got a bow. A crossbow.
That's a real one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of scary looking. It is. This is the time of scary sex.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Vampire teeth.
A little trick with your treats. Okay, and Sailor Moon you find on FetLife at J. Tirico.
All right. As well as Twitter and Facebook now, too, for the moment.
And Electra and Nori, do we find you anywhere, or we have to go underground?
You can find me all up in that booty.
Oh, well played, well played.
Surrender the booty.
There it is. Nori in the booty.
All right, and Shannon, where do we find your smoke?
Well, PureLightningVapors.com.
PureLightningVapors.com? All right.
Okay, Max. Famous last words are?
Famous last words are be peaceful, be inclusive, change the world, and control the police.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
Peace. See you next week. Thank you for having us in your lovely home or car or cardboard box.
Wherever you are.
Thank you, Miss Jackie.
We want you to be good. We want
you're
you
to... You're very welcome.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you all. Thank you, Mr. Sava.
Where do we find Jackie?
You can find me on Twitter at TSJackie. And there's also my website, jackieblue.xxx.
And there's also Bonoboville.
Yeah.
Bonoboville. That's how you find me. That's how you find
all
me.
I love Bonoboville.
You can find them all of us. All of us cute looking.
And by the way, all you guys in Bonoboville, for those of you that are business oriented, you can get free ads because you've been on the show.
Absolutely.
And they run forever and ever and ever. So whatever you're doing, it's a place where you can come and advertise and nobody will bother you.
Thank you, Max.
Unless you really want to be bothered.
If you want to be bothered, no problem.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
And fun kink month.
Make like bonobos.
Bonobos.
Or wolves.
And become a citizen of Bonoboville.
Absolutely.
And yes, join Bonoboville. If you're in our Google group, forget about it. Join Bonoboville, okay? Bonoboville.com, it's free. Though you could donate, and you should donate, to help save the wild bonobos who are highly endangered. Help us save them from extinction. We donate to Lola Ya Bonobo, Bonobo Conservation Initiative, and the San Diego Zoo, among other places.
Yeah.
And we're just here to help save the bonobos, because the bonobo way will help save humanity. I really believe that. And, yeah, be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anybody, okay, when you're doing all of this crazy stuff. Unless they really want to be hurt, consensual is okay. But no non-consensual pussy grabbing, okay? And no killing, okay? So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
A woman. A woman.
Yeah.
Woo! I love all the love.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.